KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have their volunteer coordinator. How are you doing, Nancy Buffington?
I'm doing just fine, John. How are you?
Good, but you're Kathy Buffington, not Nancy.
I am Kathy. I was looking around you, but I figured that's who you were talking
to. Yeah, okay. Okay, today we want to talk about Volunteer Appreciation Week. Now, here you've got some great news for us this afternoon.
I do have great news for you. First of all, I just want to say that Emmanuel has continued to be 100% COVID-free, and we have no residents or employees that have tested positive for the disease. So I was excited to hear that again last evening, and then excited to hear the governor's news. I didn't hear that until you just shared it with us. But I also have great news about our volunteers. Two of our volunteer entities have been selected by Montana Healthcare Association to be Volunteer of the Year for Montana Healthcare Association, and the other is Volunteer Group of the Year for Montana Healthcare Association.
Wow, that is impressive. Montana Healthcare Association, talk with us a little bit about this information and how Emmanuel Lutheran Communities fits in.
Well, Montana Healthcare Association is a nonprofit organization that's out of Helena, and their mission is to improve the quality of long-term health care through educational programs and proactive advocacy with the state legislature and administrative agencies. There's about 40 skilled nursing facilities and 70 assisted living facilities that belong to the Montana Healthcare Association.
Pretty darn cool. Now, are you going to reveal to us who this person is that's being honored?
I can't wait to tell you that Dr. Griffith the Montana Healthcare Association volunteer.
Oh, don't tell us yet. You got to hold us in suspense. We'll get to that right after this. So, what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And our guest today is Kathy Buffington. She is the coordinator of volunteers for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A very, very special work that you do and your volunteers do to make all this possible. So without further ado, who is it that's going to be honored by the Montana Healthcare Association?
Well, Donna Trippett is the Volunteer
Healthcare Association. Yeah, I just thought we'd get a little applause going for her there.
Okay. I don't know what it sounded like on your end, but it didn't sound like applause on my end. Anyway, yes, and she's well-deserving of applause. I was thinking about how the title of this program is A Happier, Healthier You at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and you don't have to look any further than Donna Trippett for that description. She is a resident of the Villas, and she has been volunteering with us since Emmanuel Lutheran Communities came about back in 1955.
Wow.
She moved into the Valley, and she was recruited by the Red Cross at that time and volunteered at the county nursing home for a while. And then when Emmanuel came about, she also volunteered up here. And I'll tell you, she's something else. I like to tell the story about when my sister, Diane, first met Donna. It was at our bazaar. You've heard about that. And it's kind of a hectic and busy, busy day, especially in the morning. And all the engines fired, I think, to be able to make that morning work well. And after the day was over and everybody gone home, my sister called and she said, "Who was that, Donna? She is amazing. She could be your CEO. She knew every answer to every question. She knew where to get what we needed. She knew how to meet the strict guidelines that you have at your facility. And she knew all of the residents." And that is so typical of Donna. And you can find her almost any day of the week volunteering in some capacity at Emmanuel. And she looks forward to all the events that are coming up, and she writes them down on her calendar and asks me, "Please, can she be included in helping out with whatever event is coming up?" And I will tell you, she is an exception. And when I was called by Rhonda from Montana Healthcare Association, she was in tears because she said that she was so impressed with Donna's lifelong attitude of trying to help where she was needed. And Donna's dedication and compassion and energy are truly exceptional.
Wow.
Then we also have the volunteer group of the year.
Oh, we got that too?
We've got that too. And our group is the Creston Crooners.
All right.
And they are a wonderful group of people that about 10 years ago, we had a volunteer that had a sing-along that she had done twice a month with the residents, and the residents just loved it. And her name was Ruth Passmore. And she was going to take a little trip out of the country for a while, and she gathered two women from her congregation to come in and substitute for her. And they came with Ruth one day, and she showed them the ropes and told them how she did it. She gave them all her music, and she went home. And unfortunately, she passed away suddenly that night.
Oh, my gosh.
And these two women, Mary Jane Van Vianen and Lee Pritchard, picked up that torch that Ruth had held for so long and just kept running with it.
I remember for years and years that Ruth Passmore was the organist at Bethlehem Lutheran Church. I knew her and her husband very well.
Yeah, they were wonderful people. And we were so blessed to have her as a volunteer, and she, you know, initiated several programs with us.
And then now, of course, her husband, now Larry Passmore, is out helping young people in Africa.
Oh, yeah, and I think actually that's where they were headed when she passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah. And so anyway, Mary Jane and Lee picked up that torch of Ruth, and they kept on going with Oldies But Goodies. And 10 years later, the Creston Crooners, which has grown to a group of 9 people now, continue to come in twice a month. They also go to the lodge or memory care unit once a month. They also go to some other healthcare facilities now, and they sing their songs. They belt out their songs. That's what I'm going to tell you. They belt out their songs. And what makes them different is that when they come into the room with the residents, they spread out amongst them so that it's like a choir. And then when they sing so vibrantly and enthusiastically, the residents just kind of feel like they're a part of it. And they join in when they can, and they listen when they can, and it's just a wonderful time. And so we are very happy to announce that they were selected as the Montana Healthcare Volunteer Group of the Year. And those people in that group are Mary Jane Van Vianen, Carl and Bonnie Rickman, Jim and Georgia Schreiber, Daryl Trueblood, Paula Briggs, and John and Patty Browning. So we congratulate them, too. I couldn't be more delighted.
It looks to me like we made a clean sweep of things.
Almost. There's a Volunteer Youth of the Year, too. And we were not selected for that this year.
Well, darn it.
But boy, when you've got that many organizations.
Now, let's not be greedy here, Kathy.
I know. It's amazing to have two in 1 year.
Oh, it sure is.
And,
well, Kathy Buffington's our guest, and she is the volunteer coordinator at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Now, we've got the COVID-19 thing going on, and you said that Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is COVID-19 free, which is pretty darn fantastic considering what's happening in the rest of the country. We're going to talk about volunteers and during this COVID-19 time and how you can help right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Kathy Buffington is our guest today. She is the volunteer coordinator at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. So how can the volunteers still help at Emmanuel Lutheran during the COVID-19 crisis?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know that last week you had Heidi on from our foundation director, and she had talked about the seamstresses throughout the valley that have volunteered and are sewing PPEs for staff at Emmanuel and elsewhere, and they continue to need more seamstresses. So that is one area that volunteers could still reach out and help. We've had to curtail the volunteer activities within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities at this point. I hope that will be lifted someday soon. I don't know exactly when, but we do have volunteers that actually live within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Donna Trippett being one of them. And there is a group that still volunteers at our Buffalo Hill Terrace gift shop. They have kept it open and running 5 days a week, and I sure appreciate those ladies doing that and taking over for some of the other women who are not able to come in, some of the other regular volunteers. And we also have a group that run the library at Buffalo Hill Terrace, and they are keeping that up to date and prepared for residents to be able to get whatever books they need. And unfortunately, this Saturday was to be the day that we honored all of our volunteers for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We're so blessed to have such a large group of dedicated volunteers that come in and share their love and care and time and energy with our residents and our staff. And we've had to postpone that volunteer appreciation brunch, and we're just hoping that this summer we can have a nice big celebration with our volunteers and our staff and our residents out on one of our big patios, our courtyards, and celebrate together, being back together, because I'll tell you what, those volunteers are dearly, dearly missed. Emmanuel. Our staff had to pick up a lot of slack from our volunteers, and they've done a good job, but they will be so happy to see those volunteers return.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So will the residents.
For sure. Emmanuel Lutheran's coordinator of volunteers, Kathy Buffington. Kathy, thank you for all the good news today. Looks like we scored just about all we could score from the Montana Healthcare Association this time around.
Just about. We did. We're really blessed with those people.
We sure are.
Hey, all of our volunteers.
We appreciate you, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, John.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.